Hello, and welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist's perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Before we get to our podcast, we have a small favor to ask you. Have you seen Harp Column on social media, or clicked through the news stories on our website? Or maybe you've listened to a Harp Column podcast, or gotten one of our email newsletters. Or maybe you're taking part in our 30-day practice challenge. However you interact with Harp Column, we want to make sure that you're getting the very best of what we have to offer, which is the magazine we began publishing 25 years ago. That's right, 2018 marks the 25th anniversary of Harp Column magazine, and Harp Column is still bringing practical news to practical harpists around the world 6 times a year. Did you know that Harp Column magazine supports all of our other projects? That's why we could really use your help. Subscribe to Harp Column magazine today so that we can continue bringing you all the harp news and updates you've come to expect from us. Just go to www.harpcolumn.com to subscribe today, and you'll receive our March issue in your mailbox. We know you won't want to miss an issue. Episode number 34 features a special guest who is currently in the middle of his U.S. tour, Sasha Boldyshev. You may remember Sasha's interview in the March-April 2017 issue of Harp Column. In this interview, we learned all about his history, his projects, and his beliefs around progress in the harp community. Sasha is a seriously busy guy. No, seriously. In the next 2 months, he will visit LA, San Francisco, Vancouver, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Boston, Salt Lake City, San Diego, London, Birmingham, and Cardiff. And that's just the next 2 months. So all of you lucky people out there, Sasha is coming to a town near you, and you shouldn't miss the opportunity to see this incredible, diverse young musician. I asked Sasha to share what an audience member might expect from one of his U.S. tour shows.
The program is very various. You can hear some pieces which everybody plays, like Lejeune by Renier or Spohr, TBC, Claire de Lune, you know, these kind of things. But also I play Chopin, I play Tchaikovsky, Stravinsky, Prokofiev, Svyridov, so a lot of Russian composers, some film music from different movies, the pop rock music like Nirvana, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Also, I play some Adele and even Scorpions, so there's a lot of things to present on stage. And of course, I will perform on Delta Harp, this new electroacoustic harp by Salvi, and see how the people react, because, you know, for me it's also important to find a good balance between the attraction for the young people and for the adult, and also for non-harpist and the harpist. It's not an easy job, but I hope that it will really help people to realize the possibilities of the harp, to motivate new generation to work and to help older generation to have new ideas, to teach, you know, to present the harp on their concerts and their festivals. I think this is the most important reason of the concert. And of course, I always keep the dialogue with the audience, so I present the pieces, I explain what I'm playing, why I'm playing, what exactly the idea of the piece, and so on and so on. So it's more not even the concert, but spectacular, so it's a show. Sometimes I change the program on the stage, I do some improvisations, you know, even I speak with the public if I want to have their opinion over that. Till now, in Europe, that was very successful, this kind of concerts, and I hope that also in the United States people will like it and will come with pleasure. I really want to make the atmosphere in the music hall that everything what's happening is not just several pieces one after another, but it's coming one to other. It has a certain meaning, why I take this piece, what I want to say with that piece, and that I think really creates something new. And of course I have a lot of repertoire and I always change it, so there is no any strict repertoire for me, and I will change almost every time on this travel. I will change the pieces in the concert, so there will be no any same concert, like in one place, in another place, same program. It will be always something different, always some kind of new ideas, new approach, depending also on the public, on the place, on my mood, on what I want to say, and so on and so on. This is, I think this is the most important of my musical philosophy, just to be flexible, not to just academically show the repertoire which you prepared, but have a really communication with the public.
I want to prove that the harp can be anywhere and do anything. That's the underlying philosophy. My instrument is the harp, and the harp was yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The harp is the oldest instrument, and it gives us the biggest possibilities. But our mistake as harpists is that we somehow confine the harp to the realm of hotels and orchestras. Sasha Boldyshev. After doing a little research on Sasha, I came across a concert series and project that he created called Harp Time. I asked Sasha to share more about what exactly Harp Time is and what its larger goals are in the music and harp community.
I create Harp Time in Europe, first in Zurich, and that was quite successful because it was all the aspects around the harp which I tried to organize under the roof of one project. So that was salon concerts, that was some electric harp experiments, of course meditation and yoga with the harp which we were doing in Zurich, and also some other combination like fashion and the harp, even harp and children, which is very important, so children concerts and so on, so on, so on. And then after I start touring too much, of course that was not possible to keep the projects, and I didn't have too many people behind my back. So now my colleagues which are helping me with this project, so Polina Skrabina, she is in Moscow and continues to reanimate the project also in Russia. And so inside this project I also created the concert, exactly what I explained to you, this special non-formal atmosphere which makes possible to the people to understand more what they are hearing.
So, do me a favor when you get the chance. Google Burning Man 2017 Green Alien Harp. See that first image? That alien holding the Salvi Delta? That's Sasha. Burning Man is an annual gathering in the western United States at Black Rock City, a temporary city erected in the Black Rock Desert of northwest Nevada. If you've heard of it, you probably have a few ideas of the many things that go on at this festival. My brother-in-law and his wife attended a few years ago and said it was one of the most life-altering experiences they've ever had. This late summer event is described as an experiment in community and art, influenced by 10 main principles: radical inclusion, self-reliance, self-expression, community cooperation, civic responsibility, gifting, decommodification, participation, immediacy, and leaving no trace. At Burning Man, the community explores various forms of artistic expression. Selfless giving of one's unique talents for the enjoyment of all is encouraged and actively reinforced. The event takes its name from its culmination, the symbolic ritual burning of a large wooden effigy that traditionally occurs on the Saturday evening of the event. It's not for everybody. particularly if you're like me and you appreciate air conditioning, running water, and not being covered in sand 24 hours a day. I'm more of what you would call an indoor cat. But if you can stand the heat, it's said to be life-changing. After learning that Sasha attended, I knew I had to ask about it. He said that he had enough stories about the festival to fill a whole episode. But for today, he gave us a taste of his experience and how the heck he kept the Chicago model and Selvi Delta that he brought with him clean.
For me, that was awesome experience. It's completely not the way most of the people think, that it's drinking, drugs, party with a lot of loud music. It was so various, and I liked very much the atmosphere of this, the art of ritual, when everybody is like a family, everybody sharing, no money, no any violence, just everything was perfect all 8 days which I was there. I was working every day on the Chicago model on the sunset and sunrise. And with Delta Harp, I was performing in the night, and also on our special Aliens performance. You can see the photos in the internet. The Russian artist Andrei Bartenev, who is very famous, Bartenev, he made this possible. So he made all the costumes, he organized the idea, and I organized all the music around. That was quite difficult to keep the harp safe. So with Delta, it was no problem. Of course, all was in the sand, but I was cleaning that up almost every day, trying, to keep also all the details out of the sand. For Chicago model, that was more difficult because in the moment I came there, I realized that I have no strings. So they were lost somewhere on the road. Accidentally, because they were supposed to be with a harp, so I had just what I had. To make it a little bit more wet, I had a big plastic bag, put it around the harp and have some water, the glass of water inside. So just after 2 hours, the glass was already almost all in the air. And of course, cleaning and drying the harp and taking care about it, of course, there was quite difficult to keep it all clean and safe, especially for the transportation, because of course there was no any harp trolley with me, so we were transporting that as we can. But harp survived, and more of that, I can tell you that I saved all the strings. Just one string was broken, and that was D5. I was looking to put something instead of the string, and at the end of the day, I came with the idea to put the bicycle strap, this string with the brakes on the bicycle. And so I took it out, and it was exactly the size of the string. It was sounding a little bit weird, but like a metal string, so instead of D5. And that was working for me till the end of the show. So, somehow I survived. And of course, the biggest problem was the hands, because it was dry all the time and in the sand, and you cannot do anything about that. So I had horrible blisters, and I never had for the last 10 years this kind of blisters, but that was fine for me.
Here's a taste of the music that Sasha created for that event. The next few years look very bright for Sasha, who just celebrated his 28th birthday with a concert at PepsiCo Recital Hall in Fort Worth, Texas. When I asked about his upcoming tour engagements, he giggled a little and then rattled off an unreasonable list of countries that he'll be performing in this year. Ready? England, Russia, China, Japan, Indonesia, Hong Kong, Singapore, Switzerland, France, Brazil, Crimea, Tunisia, Argentina, Chile, Italy. And the list is ever growing. So get ready, world, because Sasha Boldyshev is coming, and he's got something important to share.
You know, my wish to make the harp a style instrument, you know, modern instrument. I see the harp really in the future of classical and non-classical music, crossover music. But we need to participate all in that. And I was saying that in my interview, we still a little bit scared. In all the countries, we are trying to sit inside our small harp community. And of course, it doesn't attract people because it's always very, very small and only, you know, some rare examples when we have big shows or big festivals, but it's really, you know, the very, very small drops in our life. I really hope that I will be able to promote the harp and I will be able to motivate others to promote the harp and teach the young generation to give them a chance to really work.
It's a difficult job, but from now on, we really need to be near our limits. We need to continually strive to do better and not just keep playing the harp at the same level. I'm not so easy on myself. I blame myself for all the opportunities I've lost, all the time I've lost. Now, I'm trying to turn what I've been dreaming into a reality. Every moment that I touch the harp or pick up my pencil to write music is a chance to work towards something better. Not even just for myself, but for the harp and the future of the harp. I hope that we can all be united to reach this new level. Sasha Boldyshev. That's it for our 34th episode. Many thanks to Sasha for speaking with us today. Be sure to check out Sasha's Facebook and Instagram accounts for updates on his North American tour and beyond. All of the quotes from Sasha today came from his interview in the March-April 2017 issue of Harp Column. Music throughout this episode comes from different projects by Sasha, including two of his CDs, Harp as an Orchestra, which is available on Amazon Music, and Harp Time Meditations, available on iTunes. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe today to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. My name is Dr. Christina Finch, and we at Harp Column hope that you have a spectacular week.